kind of weird hearing yourself. You, who likes the way they sound on audio? I am recording. I just thought it was funny. All right, okay. Pause. The intro is the hardest part because I have no idea what to write.
Debut.
What's going on, guys, and welcome to the third ever episode of Uncaged. I'm Ed Quadri here with you, Jake Lampert, and we got a special guest in the studio, Brandon Hovick. What's going on, man?
Not much. I'm happy to be here. My touches have been on this podcast, but only in the editing stage of it.
Do a lot of behind-the-scenes work, for those of you who don't know Brandon Hovick.
The most important work. The keys.
Also part of the 91.3 WVUD sports team. So Delaware football roundup also on this channel.
Yep.
Pretty fire after a fire game.
And then the Cage reruns also on this channel. So this channel is pretty much fire. All of it.
You know what they say, reruns are always better than the originals. Doesn't mean you shouldn't tune into the originals.
I've actually never heard of that, we'll go with that.
You know what I'm trying to, what I was thinking of the other day is taking parts of the Blue Hen Sports Cage show and exposing some of our bad takes or takes that look bad the weekend of.
Yeah.
Prime example is when I said over under 21 points combined between the Rams and the 49ers.
And that was like
and
first
the game
quarter.
Was like 41
One of the greatest
to 39.
Over unders ever.
To going back like Friday, Saturday night because people listen Friday and Saturday and see, wow, where did we go wrong?
Again, third ever episode. You can find the first episode and second episode if you want to binge listen to our previous shows, but excited to bring you more football. Let's start with football. Let's start with celebrations.
The new celebration rules have kind of been in effect with a lot of teams. Well, the rules that are still in act, Antonio Brown has no more pumps. Not that he ever had any pumps.
No more pumps left.
He's pumpless. Okay. And the goalpost cannot be used as a prop, but
as a punching bag.
Or
specifically,
you can't dunk it and all that stuff.
Which is sad. I always like to see them dunk because there's always those players that Gronk will go up there, try to dunk, and like just get the
Didn't
ball over.
Didn't somebody like dunk so hard that it was Jimmy Graham and he messed
and
it
he
up?
Yeah, and he brought down the post
thing
a little
at, like,
bit.
Was at like 25 degree angle. This is why we can't have nice things.
Which
Jimmy Graham
wouldn't help because at that time Stephen Hauschka can't hit the ball to the ground if he was paid to do
That's
it.
True,
so,
yeah.
So in other news, Le'Veon Bell on the Steelers and Schuster kind of the up-and-coming wide receiver two for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Only if you ask anybody but Martavis Bryant.
If you ask Martavis Bryant, he's pretty sure he's the wide receiver one and probably like the second-string quarterback if you ask him politely. They decided to play a little hide-and-seek game after Schuster's reception. Le'Veon Bell hit behind the goalpost. And after 10 seconds of waiting, as the Pittsburgh Steelers put on their Twitter account, Schuster coincidentally knew exactly where Bell was. I don't know what kind of hide-and-seek game that was whenever I used to play. I can't find anyone.
It was kind of like Manhunt, and then he chased him.
Yeah, and then they chased him for a little bit and then celebrated. But not the only celebrations that happened this week. Robbie Anderson, probably the only celebrating that Jets fans have been able to do the first few years as they're sitting at 3-4 this year, he does his own Lambeau leap in Miami, jumps into the front row.
That was great. He got rejected. Did you see that?
Nobody in it. He tries to jump, couldn't get his legs over, then finally pulls himself over, sits down in an open seat and just lays there for like 4 or 5 seconds and then hops out and then runs his way around. One of the only celebrations that Jets fans can have. But another celebration coming out of that, Jarvis Landry making himself a drink on the sidelines, going up to some fans.
I didn't see that one either.
It's a hit.
Can you explain that?
So definitely Google it, search up some Jarvis Landry cooking up some drinks. he ran into what looked like from the angle that it was filmed, the tunnel, but he ran towards it. He cooked up his own little drink, mixed it around a little bit, and then did the class.
Oh, I'm watching this now. This is great.
That sounds like a production. I feel like there should be
It's short, though, which is great, because the hide-and-seek to me was way too long.
Some celebrations are just so long.
We were talking about the Eagles game last night. That was kind of long. I'm not a big fan of the Carson Wentz and all the receivers getting together for a little baseball home run swing.
Those words, not a big fan in Carson Wentz. I've never heard them in the same sentence from you, Ahmed.
Celebrations, B-, Carson Wentz, A+. Don't get it twisted.
I'm not saying Carson Wentz is the greatest quarterback of all time.
But I'm not saying Carson Wentz is the greatest quarterback of all time.
I like that. I think Dan Marino is really just a glorified Carson Wentz. I mean, you got two guys with zero Super Bowls each, elite quarterback play.
If you take, I mean, take four or five rings away from Tom Brady, you kind of have Carson Wentz. Maybe Carson Wentz is better. I don't know.
He's more mobile.
What did we say about Nelson Aguilar? He's having a great season so far, but he was known for his drops early on. He was known as a bust. But Randy Moss also has about 15 drops career. So does Nelson Aguilar.
About the same number.
So does Nelson Aguilar.
There might be some similarities there that we're overlooking.
So does Nelson Aguilar. I would say we're getting off topic, but I really don't care if we're talking about the Eagles.
Well, Brandon, you're watching the loop of Jarvis Landry's celebration.
It's a great one.
It was clean. It was quick, went right to the
side.
There
should be a shot clock, though. You should have like 15 seconds to execute.
He had a shot. Yeah. Like, that was the celebration he did. He mixed up his drink and then classic moves and just lived his life. Jarvis Landry is now becoming a up-and-coming, finally good enough on his team. I guess Jay Cutler did the trick, but he's having fun out there.
So anyway, you said you didn't like the Eagles celebrations last night.
Look, they're balling. And Carson Wentz had four touchdowns last night, and he has 17.
Leads the NFL.
For the season, leads the NFL. That's 17 different celebrations. About like five of them have been the baseball swing. Not the biggest fan, but I think Trout was also in attendance, so maybe that's a little homage to Mike Trout.
And you have
shout
hit your peak
to Mike
of
Trout.
Baseball knowledge. You're digging deep for these baseball
facts
right now.
I'm like on Wikipedia fire right now because I'm Googling everything I can.
What is a baseball? Like, how does baseball work?
What is an Astro? I just Googled it. I don't know what an Astro is. But anyways, yeah, he's balling right now, and I have a feeling they're going to get a lot more touchdown celebrations in the near future.
All right, wave it around the uncaged cage. Favorite celebration this season so far?
Wu-Tang forever. Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'm going to go with the Falcons when they shot it into the basketball hoop.
Classic.
I didn't see that. Someone explain that to me as
most of it because as they replayed it, as they're going to break on NBC, they brought in the old basketball music.
Yeah. Whoever was sitting behind the production counter right there.
A+.
Easily should have got a raise. I'm going to go with Golden Tate dropping the shoulder.
Yeah.
Golden Tate punishing whatever defense, well, whenever he gets the ball, he's punishing the defense. And he decided put the ball on the ground, kind of wait a second or two, and then drop the cold shoulder right on it. Coincidentally, Golden Tate is now out with a shoulder injury. Don't know if that's correlation, causation.
Was it worth it?
But he got to celebrate, and that's all that matters right now.
Well, we'll see what happens with that division being wide open. The juice is loose. Not talking about OJ, but we're talking about Ezekiel Elliott. I'm going to start off with this. Is he ever getting in trouble? Is he ever going to jail?
Much like the 49ers.
Or getting suspended.
I'm a little confused saying the juice is loose.
Dude, he's
We're not talking about OJ. OJ is the juice, and he's loose.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of Ezekiel Elliott. I love his running game.
He's not the juice.
I'm not going to get too high on him because he's
like the juice
crazy
pulp.
Cowboy.
He's like not up there yet. Like, don't tell me you're a fan of pulp.
No, I didn't
say
anything.
Cool. Whoa. Yeah.
But I mean, have you ever seen someone avoid like penalties like this guy? And I'm talking about like
legal penalties. Like penalties on the field kind of
like
penalties.
Legally avoiding the feds and the popos. And he's still playing, and he's going to play next week too because he got an extra 2 weeks.
But I'm just going to pay homage to my man, Lucky Whitehead. Again, I'm
haven't
sorry.
Heard that name.
Got cut. He got cut by the Cowboys. It's being falsely accused. And the Cowboys are like, your name's not Ezekiel Elliott or Dez Bryant or Greg Hardy or, I mean, I can just keep this list going.
Brandon,
but
you have a fire statement that we open up the cage with on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
And it goes back to what Jake's talking about. It goes back to the Lucky Whitehead situation.
And he got dropped and the Cowboys are like, nope, you don't do anything for us. Even though you're falsely accused and you didn't even do it. Yeah. See you later. Just find a job somewhere else. Don't think he signed anywhere. But how painful must it be for people like Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden? They have NFL jobs, and not that they ever want Ezekiel Elliott. I don't think they're all cheering for him to finally get his penalties both on and off the field. But they're sitting there just waiting, sitting duck. They're useless for the team. Ezekiel Elliott can do everything himself, and they're just sitting on the sidelines watching them win, getting paychecks. And actually, now that I think about it,
that's not the worst life.
That's not the worst life I can ever think of. Just sitting on the sidelines watching some football, getting paid.
What, real quick, why do I see the Browns?
I put it there.
Why did the Browns make our show?
Because their offense and their defense is a crime.
Overtime thriller.
That's what. Heartbreak. Thriller. Don't call it a thriller.
Thriller.
Don't call it a thriller. Call it a heartbreak.
Have the Browns ever played in a thriller?
I don't think so.
I was cheering for the Browns to win that game against the Titans. The Titans did not deserve to even get close to a victory that game.
It was 12-9, I believe.
Yeah, off
so
field
no
goal.
Touchdowns. I think there was like a close to an NFL record number of teams who did not score an offensive touchdown this week.
Well,
there were like
four
five
teams
or
got
six
shut
teams.
Out.
Yeah, so four teams got shut out. These two teams both scored. That's six.
Yeah.
There might have been one or two others.
I don't know
it's
if
ridiculous.
Well, Bears had defensive touchdowns, so I guess that kind of.
So if you go offensive touchdown, yeah. So they didn't score an offensive
Browns
touchdown.
Sitting at 0-6, I believe.
0-7.
0-7,
yeah.
Okay.
Browns and 49ers.
And the 49ers 0-7. Well, it's a good thing the 49ers got rid of Colin Kaepernick, right? So now they can.
Clean slate.
Now they can clean
now,
slate.
Now 0-7 looks better on them.
Now they can actually tank without any distractions.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And
so
another team just skipped up on Colin Kaepernick, the Dolphins.
Dolphins
signed some no-name to try and help replace their Matt Moore depleted backfield.
So would you rather, we're going to play a little game here, would you rather play Jay Cutler with six ribs or a healthy, fully healthy Colin Kaepernick?
Well, I'd put Colin Kaepernick in this situation, yeah. But we talked about it before. Some teams that lost quarterbacks, like the Green Bay Packers, with all due respect, Colin Kaepernick just doesn't fit with their team.
I get that.
Like, he's not going to be successful.
And mid-season, you got to go with Matt Moore over Colin Kaepernick in this situation.
Yeah.
Because he's been with the team the entire year. He knows the offense.
But I also feel
he feels like they did him dirty, and I think they kind of did. He should have had that job.
The Dolphins are 3-4. They're not 0-7. And I think
aren't the Dolphins
4-3 because they beat the Jets.
4-3,
yeah.
Okay.
So they have to have some shine of competitiveness.
Or some playoff hopes.
Playoff hopes. But again, Colin Kaepernick. But Brandon Whedon has a job. Don't forget about that.
Brandon Whedon has a job.
Spoiler to last show. Definitely tune in. Good Brandon Whedon conversation. I don't think I've ever put that in the same sentence.
This is why I love October, because we have a lot of sports playing right now, all four major sports, but my favorite one, hands down, is the National Basketball Association. NBA has started, and the process has started, and the big baller brand has started. A lot of things have started in the NBA.
Not necessarily started in a good way. Phoenix Suns.
Injuries.
Kind of not that good.
Pour one out for the homies.
Yeah.
Pour it out for the homies.
Pretty sad injuries.
Yep.
But it's the NBA.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Things are going to happen. But more importantly, got to look at the rookies.
Yeah.
Markel Fultz getting used to his Philadelphia 76ers jersey.
He's coming up on my Buns Mad Bun segment, so don't give away too much.
Like, you have Lonzo Ball coming out.
Yeah.
Getting absolutely destroyed by Beverly on the defensive end.
Yeah.
Which, out of all people to go up against on your opening game, it had to be Beverly.
Clippers are underrated, by the way. I just want to put that up there.
I mean, have they lost yet? I don't think so. I mean, it's early in the season. What are they, 2-0, 3-0?
Yeah, I think they're 3-0 right now.
Yeah, there's not much going on with the Clippers season, except no Chris Paul, so Blake Griffin could do whatever he wants to do.
Embiid had 30-9 last night, and Ben Simmons had
triple-double.
A triple-dub.
Trust the process.
Trust the process,
just,
baby.
Just put it into perspective, and I know some famous person tweeted this. Ben Simmons, four games, he already has a triple-double. Anyone know how many took LeBron to have a triple-double? Brandon, you know how long it took LeBron to have a triple-double?
A lot more.
Now, again,
I don't know how many.
Again, I'm not saying that Ben Simmons is better than LeBron. I'm not saying Ben Simmons is better than LeBron.
But I'm not saying
Ben Simmons is better than LeBron James. Just, I gotta be neutral here.
I think people are getting too high on the Ben Simmons train, though.
He's got three double doubles in his first four
games.
That's true.
He's not gonna be a bust. I know that for sure. But we gotta enjoy what we already know is gonna be great, and that's Joel Embiid.
The process.
And he's
the greatest
so good.
First of all, one of the most legendary Twitters of any person in pro sports, right there. But
he's the best.
What did he put last night? He put Drummond guarding him. He didn't say anything. He just said good game, good win. And on the location, he put John Cena. Because he can't see him. He can't guard him. I mean, this guy is a genius.
And then Drummond wrote back. He's like, see you in January. And
this
like,
guy
all right, whatever.
Is a Yeah, like that's a marquee matchup or something. I don't know why he wrote that.
Sixers Pistons or something. Be there.
Can't wait to catch that on NBA League Pass, by the way.
I mean, the best thing was there was a picture that came out of Ben Simmons dunking on one of his many points in the triple-double, and you just see Embiid at the half-court line, didn't even hustle down the court. He's just smiling with two thumbs up in the background, and the camera catches both of them in one frame, and it's just Ben Simmons throwing it down, and Embiid's like, yep, I can do that. I'm just hanging out here. Trust the process. See you guys later.
Speaking of a dunk, it was a Warriors player. Threw it off the
backboard. Jordan Bell.
Jordan Bell. Shout out to Jordan Bell. I think he might be one of my favorite players.
He had nothing to lose. He came out a late-round pick from Oregon.
Can we keep in mind my man's been in the league for like 30 minutes, and he threw it off the backboard against...
And Steph was like, it's over. I'm done. Yeah. I'm not good enough for this. I only drop like...
That was
I only throw mouthpieces at people. And, such a good line by him. He's like, I got better accuracy than that. If I wanted to hit the ref,
I would. That's what I wanted to talk about. He got fined $50,000 for it. I don't know how to feel about it because part of me is like $50,000 is a little bit ridiculous. And then the other part of me is like, well, if it was Draymond Green, he'd probably be suspended for like 6 years.
I mean, and not to put this into perspective or anything, but Steph Curry probably sneezes and wipes his nose with like $100 bills.
That's true.
Like,
so just
He was, when he signed his contract, the highest played player of all time.
Disclaimer, he makes $50,000 in like 4 minutes, I think somebody
actually. Every three, probably.
Somebody like Google that.
Yeah.
So the money's not an issue, but I guess.
I mean, he threw a mouthpiece. Yeah.
It was a foul, by the way.
In the finals.
In the direction of the fans in the finals, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then in this game, was that a ref?
Oh my God, that fan in the finals, by the way, was a son of a minority owner of the Cavaliers. I would have hit the ground so hard. I would have been holding my heart.
You think Steph knew that though?
I don't care.
I think he was just mad.
He's just angry.
Steph's like searching the crowds. Like, where is he? I know he's here.
And then before the game yesterday, it was against the Mavericks. That game we're talking about. He had a
this
little
was
moment.
My favorite. Oh, so you, Steph had a moment. I was going to say no, my favorite part of this NBA season to date is Draymond Green telling Dennis
You're
Smith Jr. You're not going to dunk on me ever.
You're
never
that.
Going to dunk on me.
That's what I love seeing.
Yeah, he's like, you're never going to dunk on me. You're a boy. Never going to do it.
And I don't know. I hope that Dennis Smith has a nice career, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Draymond Green, in my opinion, is still the best defensive player in the NBA.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that. But I mean, a couple players got fined. Boogie got fined for yelling at fans. Steph
Kyrie
got
Irving.
Fined. Kyrie got fined.
Kyrie Irving, you want to talk about that?
Probably because the world is flat. I don't know.
He, what was it? I forget this game, but somebody, while he was going into the tunnel, he was either heading onto the court or leaving the court. Somebody said, where's LeBron? And then Kyrie, you know, said some comments that cost him $25,000.
Yeah, I was going to say 23 or 24, but it's around that.
Roughly $25,000, which again.
Petty cash.
Again, lunch money.
Yeah.
For Kyrie Irving. We're not going to tell you what he said because this is still a family show, but if you want to go ahead and Google what he said, it's very funny. If I'm Kyrie Irving, I'm in the league office like, prove it.
Yeah,
I didn't say it, prove it.
I don't
you can't
have any
see
facts.
Him. It like sounds like me, but it's not me.
He's going to be like, yeah, no, that was Isaiah Thomas. Sorry,
it
wasn't me.
Why he said that. I'm not going to make too much into it because we're not TMZ, so I really don't care, but... I guess not all love is lost right there against LeBron James.
But all love is lost in the conversation between Bobby Portis and Nikola Mirotic after
Portis punched
Mirotic in some scuffle during practice.
Can we get the weigh-ins here? Can we get the matchup here? Bobby Portis is
6'11". Probably larger by a majority.
6'11". Nikola Mirotic's not a small dude, roughly 6'10". He might even weigh more than Bobby Portis.
I don't know about that.
It's close.
We'll have to get the exact
Bobby
numbers.
Bobby Portis might have more muscle. This is not a mismatch, I should say.
No, they're
Bobby
two.
Bobby Portis definitely bigger.
And then...
And my dude gets his face pounded in.
But the best part of this was...
Fractured face.
I want to know if he was sleeping or not. I'm sorry. Is this bad? I want to know if
I don't
he
think
got
so.
Slumped.
I think he was
like
fine.
Like world star. I want to know.
The best part about this is weeks ago, Mirotic put out a tweet.
Years ago. It was like 2 years ago.
It was years ago when he finally like was ready to play and start for the Bulls. Has a picture of him in a Bulls jersey. And was like, can't wait to fight for this jersey.
Oh, my
and
God.
And somebody pulled it up. And it's like, is this too soon? Like, am I
That's
not supposed to
That's the best
post
part. I love when they go and pull up tweets. Like when Larry Nance put a tweet about Kobe Bryant about keeping
There's
in his pants or something.
And then Skip Bayless is a goldmine.
Last
if
night,
you scrolling God.
Last night, they pulled Skip Bayless saying something to the effect of, Carson Wentz just doesn't have the command. I'll take Dak Prescott every day.
There was one where he's like, give me RG3
over
Andrew Luck any day.
That was 2 weeks ago, the Carson Wentz hot take.
There, if you dig, if you're ever bored, scroll down like
you'll find
a year or two.
It won't take that long to find out Skip Bayless's timeline.
There has to be a tweet there. Where he's going to be like, I'm not going to jump to any conclusion right here.
Trump
Monta Ellis
also
is the number one player
right
in the NBA.
He's better than LeBron.
Like,
so the weigh-ins, just so you're curious, 6'10", 238 for Mirotić, and Bobby Portis, 6'11", 250.
Bobby Portis part of the money team now. Buns or Mad Buns?
Absolute classic.
Are you guys ready? Brandon, the
it's been around for 2 weeks, guys.
It's already an absolute classic.
It's a fan favorite. Brandon, the question is, are you ready? Because me and Jake have been doing this now. And
for years.
Yeah.
I came out of the womb doing buns and Mad Buns.
Brandon, I'm sure you know how this goes. We're going to just refresh it for you. You're just basically going to say if something's bad or really bad. So nothing good comes out of this, Brandon.
There's going to be a ding right there.
There's going to be a ding right there. Okay. Are you guys ready?
I just felt like there was one of those clips where like somebody's pointing up into the air and it's like right above my finger. There's going to be like at the end of like YouTube videos, like right above my finger, there's going to be the box that like gets you to the next video. So
it's kind of like an applause sign.
Yeah, it's the ding sign. But
yeah, first one I want to go with Gortat's comments towards Lonzo Ball and LaVar Ball.
Buns.
And again,
just buns. Yeah, it's John Wall against Lonzo Ball. Like
John, me personally, I hate Gortat.
I'm John Wall, best point guard in the East, at me. Nope.
That game's Wednesday.
Right.
That game's Wednesday, so we'll see how that matchup goes.
Not that Lonzo Ball's actually been playing poorly. Like,
okay.
He's done well. He's pulled his weight. He's averaging like 14 a game, 10 assists, like almost 10 rebounds. Like, he's doing really well. But it's John Wall. He's going to body you. Then you have Bradley Beal right after it. But in the same note as the body in the NBA, Derrick Rose's joints, he is out again with an ankle injury. The consistent cycle of Derrick Rose getting hurt after that 2012-2013 injury he had, that ACL tear. Derrick Rose's joints, buns, Mad Buns.
I'm just going to go buns on this one. We saw what Derrick Rose is capable of doing in New York, and we saw what he did, and he had a phenomenal preseason. I just think the guy's unlucky, and he can still ball. He's very explosive. We've seen flashes. I think people need to hop off Derrick Rose a little bit. I think he's really good. And again, I put him as the X factor for this Cavaliers team this year. If he has a great season, they have a chance of winning the championship.
Well, Wade's off the bench now,
I
so.
I think he's trash. Mad Buns.
Mad Buns?
See, that's a good take right there. I agree with that. Derrick Rose's joints, Mad Buns. They can't keep up. Derrick Rose's mind knows what he wants to do. Derrick Rose's joints can't keep up.
And he's also lost on defense.
Suns.
Overrated.
I want to go into the Phoenix Suns. Well, they fired their coach after 72 hours.
Yeah.
Roughly three games.
They lost 124-76 to the Blazers, 132-130, good game, to the Lakers.
Yeah.
And then 133-88 to the Clippers. But they won.
They won last night.
They beat the Kings.
And maybe the new coaching regime, who knows?
Can I throw one in here?
Go ahead.
I'm going to go Mad Buns on that. If you're going to change coaches, do it in the offseason. If not, you got to give Earl Watson more time. It's
totally
ridiculous
agree with that.
To have him coach for three or four games.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Mad Buns, they got stomped, but they're not the most elite team that they were last season. They're not an elite team anyway. Last one, Eagles not being number one on ESPN power rankings. Best record in the NFL, best quarterback of all time. Hit me with it.
Mad Buns. I'm not explaining myself. This is the best team in the league, hands down.
I'll go with just Buns. Put the chip on the shoulder. They had the Patriots number one, Jake.
Patriots number one, Eagles number two, Chiefs number three.
I still respect the Patriots at that spot. Tom Brady, TB12. He's a
second best quarterback in the NFL behind Carson Wentz.
Bonus Mad Buns. Delaware not getting a favorable 25.
Mad Buns squared. I have no idea why they're not
Mad
even
Buns.
On that.
Did they not beat Richmond and Stony Brook? Two teams that they're right behind?
Just clarifying, they did do that.
Did I sleep through that? Or was I imagining? I'm pretty sure they beat both those teams. Mad Buns.
Brandon, thanks again for joining us, man. I appreciate you coming in.
No problem.
Hopefully we can get you back in here again, and hopefully we can get some more guests in here again. Can't wait for you guys to listen to our third ever episode. Again, catch up on the other episodes, episode 1 and episode 2. Really excited to bring you that.
I'm not saying this is the best show on Apple, on any podcast, but I'm not saying it's not the best show.
Best show on late night as well. Don't add us because we don't have lawyers. So.
Blah, 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 blah.